Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table is an empty chair because Ziggy's not here. But to my right and your left, we got Coach. How's it going, Coach?
Hey, hey.
And a bunch of stuff to talk about today. A couple things carried over from last week that kind of blew up after we stopped recording yesterday, or last Monday. The Katy Perry astronaut saga really kind of blew up more than I expected it would. We've got some feminists reacting to it. They're very upset at the whole thing, and the rest of the thing is just ridiculous. Being polite to AI costs millions of dollars. State workers are cashing out their unused vacation time. One or two of them have become millionaires in the process. That's an interesting one. AOC predicted to be running for president.
Oh, please.
I know, please. Right. One we never got to last week is RFK Jr. He's got beef with people who eat donuts and smoke. We always start with a crazy on the way. Silly things that happen to us on the way to the show or in the days prior. I don't have anything this week, unfortunately, but I understand you two do. Who wants to go first?
I do.
All right.
It was very crazy. We've been gutting the house, and let's call it spring cleaning. And so I had all this trash, and I loaded it up in the car. And
was it dry trash or wet trash?
Well, let's just say most of it was dry, which means none of it was dry. Like, if you got anything wet in there.
It's all tainted.
Yeah. And I had a lunch appointment with a good friend of mine. Anyways, I thought, well, after lunch, late lunch, I'll run over to the dump. I was taking my time. We were having a good conversation. Yeah. It was a great lunch.
Yeah, it was a great lunch.
Jumped in the car, loaded up with the trash, and drove over to the dump. And I pulled up like 5-10 minutes after the dump gates had closed. I didn't realize they closed at 4. I thought they were open until 5. I thought, no, what do I do now? Well, I decided I would just go home and just leave the car like that, leave the dump trash in the car, and I'll just go first thing in the morning today. So this morning I got up on our way here. I go to swing by the dump. Well, I got in the car.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Did not smell like a car. So I'm going to have the windows open for quite a while. I might have to do a formal cleaning or something now because it smelled like someone died.
They were open this morning early?
That's a line from Tombstone, by the way. I'm going to be quoting Tombstone for a while in honor of Val Kilmer's passing.
You always have, so.
Yes. Smell that? Smells like someone died. So, yeah, I have a stinky car now.
Well, I got a spray that can clean that out. Or any deodorizing spray should work, but.
Does it work on woke people?
No.
The spray?
No, it doesn't. No, actually, but
you don't know until you try.
Yeah, that's true.
Find somebody yoke and spray
works,
them up.
It works great getting rid of the smoke smell, and so it'll probably work very well getting rid of a trash smell, too. It's just a concoction that I make using water, lemon oil, and some purification oil from, it's the Young Life little bottles that you can get on Amazon.
Young Life? You mean the nonprofit organization?
I guess. I don't know.
It's not.
Their crap is so expensive, it has to be for profit. Yeah.
Young Life is a Christian kids group.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, how nice for them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to keep them in business then. Yeah.
No, it's not them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is your crazy on the way, Coach?
So, I'm not going to share this all the way, but okay. this has to do with the crazy Nigerian. He asked me if I wanted to go to church with him on Good Friday, and he's Catholic and I'm not, and I was like, sure, yeah. So he comes to my church sometimes, and I go to his church sometimes, just to be supportive of each other, etc. Mm-hmm. And he knew what was going on. I did not. I've got a little hitch in my giddy up. My foot's been giving me trouble and this and that, which really didn't come into play because I thought I was just going to go to church and listen to their Good Friday whatever sermon. And we're sitting in the parking lot, this and that. You know, I get out of the Cybertruck and turn around, and they're passing out crosses. And I look at my crazy Nigerian friend. I'm like, what's going on? And
now, I don't mean to interrupt you, but how big are these crosses? Are they, was it?
4 feet,
really?
Yeah, 4 feet tall.
So they had some weight to them then?
Well, it's,
Yeah, okay.
It's, you know, and there's over 100 people there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I'm looking at him, and he's got this, how do you say shit-eating grin without saying shit-eating grin?
S-eating grin, yeah. Just smirk. Had a cat ate that's the canary, right. And
he had a smirk yeah, but on his face.
It was a big smirk.
Yeah.
And so he knew what was going on. I'm mm-hmm.
Like when Lucy pulls the football out from underneath Charlie Brown, right, as he tries to kick it. Smirk?
That smirk.
Okay.
So he knows what's going on. I don't. And it was actually a pretty warm day as well. Mm-hmm. We ended up going on a 5 mile walk with over 100 people and some Knights of Columbus herding us to 14 stations. I think it was 9,500 steps, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, here I'm thinking I'm going to go sit in church and listen to a sermon, and I ended up going on a hike. And again, I got a hitch in my giddy up. And you know, I'm not going to go too far down this path, but it ended up being a commercial for social justice.
Not, of course.
Not about Christ dying on the cross. So I was, it was a bit much.
My favorite part of the story is when the one guy told you to carry your cross correctly.
Yes, he did. He. So I told you my foot, by the end of this, I'm.
Yeah, you're hurting.
I'm gritting my teeth. Yeah. Right? And so I'm leaning on the cross a little bit. Was told, hey, carry your cross correctly.
By one of the Knights of Columbus jack-offs? Okay.
Yeah, it was.
I'm an ex-Catholic, and
a bit much.
They make me so mad, you know. And I mean, at the same time, it's like I want to, you know, because of my past association, I want to respect what they do, but I can't because what they do is just bass-ackwards.
One would think that that should all be about...
Yes, it should.
Christ sacrifice.
See, but ever since they got the commie Pope who went tits up the other day, it's just been going downhill. We're going there.
Don't hate, celebrate.
Let's not speak ill of the dead.
Have you never read the whole thing about raise your hand against the Lord's anointed?
Seriously? The Catholic Church was born in corruption. It's always been corrupt, and it continues to be corrupt, and they continue to have leadership that makes it more corrupt.
Hold on.
And you're...
but those are humans, and humans will do human things. But isn't there something about, you know...
It'd be pretty hard-pressed to find me saying anything negative about a pope.
Oh, I got
I'm
a list.
Just not messing with God's people. All right.
I can quote Martin Luther, actually. He got pretty hardcore, too, back in the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, now that we're on this subject, I do have to say, you know, before he passed, him and Trump had some back and forth. And he was giving Trump a hard time about the wall.
Yeah.
And Trump retorted with, well, isn't there a wall around the Vatican?
Ooh.
Which there is.
Yeah. There is a fellow, his name is making the rounds, Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa. And that's his real name. It is spelled just like it sounds. And yes, he could be Pope if he was properly presented as a candidate. So
you want him to be.
I prayed, you know, Jesus, I don't ask for much, but please let us have Pope Pizzaballa.
Just so you can keep saying that.
Actually, you know, the world needs a laugh right now, and a pope named Pizzaballa would give us some appropriate giggles. Really,
and maybe he'd be a great guy.
And another candidate for you to badmouth.
You know, what I really hope is that they pick a more balanced pope this time that will kind of take the church away from all this social justice crap and kind of get it maybe back to the center. And it would be, I don't want the full conservative, fire-breathing dragon type, because that's too far. But something nice in the middle would be good. And
you think the best way to get that is by you bad-mouthing the Pope?
I bad-mouth the Pope because he's a leftist stooge.
Oh, my goodness.
But it, or was. You know, he's gone to sit at the left hand of his father now.
Maybe we should move away from him a little bit.
Yeah, when we get to the pearly gates, you and I, Coach, let's just stand there for a little bit.
We're going to wait for Brian because we want to see what happens.
Hey, what are you doing hanging out? You can come in. He says, we're waiting for a friend.
We're waiting for a buddy.
Well, right? What if I get
Drake walks up, and here's St. Peter. Well, you know.
Here, you need to step in this other line.
We were going to let you in, but so many comments about the Pope. I'm sorry, we have a different line for you.
What if I get there first, and then I'm waiting for you guys?
Then we'll never know. Yeah.
Then you'll be like, hey, anybody got extra tickets?
We'll make that deal. If you get there first, wait for
Ryan
us.
Ryan will be trying to scout tickets.
We want to see the interaction.
At the pearly gates.
We are almost up on a break here. Do we want to talk about this? The girl boss astronauts? All right.
Because we did a whole thing on that, but we missed... So much.
Well, because so much hadn't happened when we talked about it, they were still on the way down. The thing had just happened.
Okay.
And then it was after I was doing the editing and all that, it's like all this other stuff started coming out, and it's like, oh my gosh, we should have.
I actually listened to a Megyn Kelly podcast on it. Uh-huh. She was just ripping them.
Let's why don't we go to the actual spaceship and listen to these Yentas. Make all their noise.
Do
at
it.
One point, you know, Katy Perry, the satanic whore that she is.
Oh, wow.
You know, she looks out the window and says, oh, my goddess. And you can hear it here in this clip.
Did she really?
Yes. You know, and her, I'm hard on her because, number one, she's got a funny-shaped head. Number two, she knows better, having come from a more religious family, yet she continues to crap on that religion. And every chance she gets. So let's listen to them here in the spaceship.
I have to tell you, look at the moon. That's amazing. Wow, look at the blue line.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Our pink moon.
Okay. Now it's time to look
out. Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Anyway,
so do we know who said, oh my goddess?
It was Katy Perry. Come on.
Well, it's interesting because
exactly
somebody
what
else
she would
said,
say.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
which
that
you
was.
Could have just let that go, but it's almost like she said, oh my goddess, right after that.
Yeah.
To like make a point.
Exactly. Yeah. Little.
Well, I think there's a few points. You know, Katy Perry comes out and holds the daisy up.
Mm hmm.
And because her daughter's name is Daisy.
Oh God, she reproduced.
And then
wow,
you know, and then so she goes down this, and there's some controversy because Bezos had to use a special key.
They opened the door from the inside first, and then they're like, oh no, you got to shut the door. And here comes Bezos strutting because he's got to let out his homely Mexican girlfriend, and he's got the wrench to open the door from the outside. The whole thing was staged.
But anyway, so she comes down the stairs and kisses the ground.
Yeah.
You know, some of the photos, these are designer spacesuits that they're wearing. And, of course, his girlfriend's got her zipper down to about her belly button.
It's the only thing she has is her rack. I mean, have you seen the rest of her?
Wow.
She
was showing the girls off.
She is not an attractive woman. I don't understand how Bezos and Zuckerberg, as rich as they are, have wound up with the most unattractive mates that they could. You know, I mean, it's like, what?
Gayle King, who is the...
The sanest of the group.
Is she? The journalist, I guess.
Well, she's a good friend of Oprah, and for me to say she's sane is saying a lot for the others. But anyway, go ahead.
It's like, you know, they're going down this road about, you know, she was really pissed off because people are talking about their ride. They did 11 minutes suborbit. This was a ride. This was no more than getting on a plane and getting off a plane.
Right.
And they're like... Oh, we trained for two whole days and this and that. And when you do this, you're not just friends, but you become a family.
Yeah, it's just a lot of crap.
And it was on and on and on. And really what they trained on was buckling their seatbelts and getting in and out of this.
Yeah.
By the way, hold on. This got to be said. Have you seen this capsule?
I saw the video of it. Yeah, there's not a lot of room, but it's...
I'm talking about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It looked like a giant penis.
Wow. What is going on with the show today?
There's nothing going on with the show. Have you seen the rocket?
Have you seen the rocket? Well, so it's not a plane then. So it's not a plane ride. They went in a rocket.
It's a penis ride. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you have to see it.
I have nothing to say.
We got to take a break.
No, I don't want to see it. Okay. I can't wipe that from my memory.
It is so bad.
We got to take a break.
This had to be done on purpose.
Yeah. When we come back, we'll talk about the other reactions from feminists that are upset about this thing. And back after this.
Don't
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. And more of our space girl boss adventure here. Anyway, not everyone is as happy as Katy Perry and Gayle King about this week's all-female Blue Origin NS-13 mission. Amy Schumer and Olivia Wilde were just some of the celebrities who took to social media to criticize the, quote, historic space launch led by Jeff Bezos' fiance Lauren Sanchez. Olivia Munn was one of the first stars to ridicule the, quote, gluttonous mission. "What are they doing?" the actress said on Today with Jenna and Friends on April 3rd. "I know this probably isn't the cool thing to say, but there are so many other things that are so important in the world right now. I know this is probably obnoxious, but, like, it's so much money to go into space, and there's a lot of people who can't even afford eggs." And Amy Schumer took to Instagram. She said she was going to announce that she had received a last-minute invite to join the flight. "Guys, last second, they added me to space. I'm going to space. I'm bringing this thing." She was holding a Black Panther toy. "It has no meaning to me, but it was in my bag, and I was on the subway, and I got the text, and they were like, 'Do you want to go to space?' And I'm going to..." Jesus.
Who is this?
Amy Schumer, the chubby comedian that wouldn't have fit in the spacesuit. "I can't anymore. This whole thing is just ridiculous." Basically,
did anybody mention the idea that a man had to let them out? I would have thought.
No. Because there's video of them opening the door themselves, and then they're told to close it because Bezos had to show up with the wrench to open the door. They made a big production of that.
No, I would think that they would make a big deal about that because, you know, now it's a...
I don't know.
This has gotten more time than it deserves.
It has.
Left orbit.
No.
They never went into actual orbit.
Sub-orbit?
Yeah, they weren't even...
It's that space between the atmosphere and the orbit.
Yeah, it's not even space. It's just kind of close to space. But there is someone else we can attack here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is predicted to be running for president. 538 founder and prominent...
We can only hope that that happens.
Oh, no kidding. Nate Silver, the 538 founder and pollster, he's predicting that she's going to run. In a video posted on his Silver Bulletin website, Silver and political podcaster Galen Druk came up with draft picks for the Democratic Party's next presidential nominee. They say AOC is the strongest contender. Yeah. But he's not the only one here. Here's another story. Democrats scrambling for a new identity, and AOC is racing to fill that vacuum with a party rooted in Senator Sanders' left-wing populism. She's reportedly drawing tens of thousands of people to her rallies with Sanders, even in red states, breaking her own fundraising records and surging in early polling of potential 2028 candidates.
Well, doesn't he also say there's only a 20% chance? So he's not even... committing over 50%.
I don't know. You know, there's a great video of AOC being harassed at the Capitol, and she did a response to it here. Let's see what she has to say.
"Hey, everybody. I'm here in the Capitol. See this guy right there? Right there. When I was walking up, he said, hey, right in front of a Capitol police officer, said, hey, here's this, look at that big ass, look at that big juicy booty, this Latina, like whatever, you know, all the bunch of racist, sexist stuff. Big juicy booty, big juicy booty. Look at that big ass.
Wow.
Look at
that big ass. I don't know where this show has gone.
No, hold on. You can't blame the show. Is that really her? Is that really a quote?
That is her, and then somebody mixed her words into a song. She was.
I want to be your president, and here's what I'm going to put out.
Yeah. Well, no. This was a few months ago.
I don't care. Yeah, that's yesterday.
And there was a comedian that actually did harass her that way and filmed it, and then that was her reaction to it. But I loved the. I would think the mix that came with it.
The Democratic Party would understand that they went too extremist this last election. Mm-hmm. Why would they double down on extremist?
Because they never learn.
It's.
She's making the rounds. She's doing a bunch of rallies with, who's the...
Sanders.
Yeah, Libertarian.
With Bernie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going around with Bernie, and they're doing...
she might get a little traction from him.
Maybe, but it's the wrong kind of traction. I mean, we voted it down as a country, so why would we think this would work again? Because the experience with Trump's going to be so bad that by then they'll want to swing back to the left. I don't see it.
This is a great segue. I'm not sure it's here, but we should really talk about the Supreme Court ruling. What was it? The Alien.
The Alien Enemies Act of 17 something or other. Give me a moment. Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Supreme Court put a temporary hold on it, so we can't deport any bad guys for a while.
You know, it's funny because the numbers and the things that, and you know what an 80-20 deal is, mm-hmm. rule is? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're talking about a 90-10 now, right? About wanting to certainly deport the illegal aliens who have committed serious crime. So you know the numbers.
They want to deport criminals.
Well, they're all criminals. But these are other than
their immigration status. Yes. Those who have violated.
We have to be clear. They're all criminals, but the ones that are criminals because they came into this country illegally and committed some other serious crime. It's just under 500,000, 500,000. The total number that they're saying now that I think it was 11,000 or something prior to
this ruling
Biden. And they think another eleven million. And then another 8 million came in during the 4 years of Biden, right? So we're saying north of 18 million illegal aliens. 500,000 are serious criminals. To date, the Trump administration has deported 11,000 people.
Of the 500,000?
Yes.
Okay.
And now, through lawfare and now the Supreme Court, we have put a huge kibosh on that. And remember, this is a 90-10 or at least an 80-20 issue where the people spoke. Everybody agrees we want these people out of the country. You can talk about the other 17.5 million, but this 500,000, everybody wants out. If they went on to do 10,000 people per month, they're not even going to get to that 500,000. In 4 years.
No.
Right? So, best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So, why are we talking about this? It's like, oh, you know, the mothers and the babies. And well, let's just talk about that 500,000. And now they're, you know, and of course they ran to El Salvador to sit in prison with this M13 mm-hmm. guy who's got M13 tattoos on his knuckles, who was waiting for asylum because...
So they deported 11,000 in a month?
As of the end of the month in March, yes.
So, but that was since the beginning of the year. So that's
since the beginning
2.5 month.
No, when was he sworn in? January what?
20th.
20th.
Yeah.
So yeah, about a month.
Month and 2.5 months.
No.
All of February, all of March.
Okay.
And half of.
Yeah. Okay. That number may have been just the numbers for March. I'm not sure. Because I think it took him a while to get that ramped up. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it really started in earnest until March. But my point still is, you're not even going to get to that 500,000.
Yeah.
No, you get a little over 210,000.
Okay. So
I was doing the math.
You were doing the math, right. Yep. But my point is, so why are we talking about all this?
In a four-year presidency.
And they are just shooting themselves in the face mm-hmm. again, because everybody in the country, I mean, the numbers before were just south of 60%. Absolutely want them out
mm-hmm.
of the country. It's like, it's a non-starter.
Yeah. Well, Democrats are going to Democrat.
Well, now like I said, one of those dissenting votes was Thomas, a Republican.
Yeah. Well, no, but he voted against the hold.
No.
Yes, he did. That's what a dissenting vote is. He voted against it. He didn't want the temporary hold put on him and Alito.
Oh, everybody else?
Everybody else voted for it.
Everybody else did.
Yes. Oh.
It was a 7-2 vote.
That's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the other way.
No.
I thought he was like the deciding vote.
No.
That's awful.
Yep. We're up on a break. More coming back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. You want to move on to something a little lighthearted?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Sure.
We have a Missouri man who fled the scene of a crash. He rammed his truck into a gas station and claims his Crocs got caught in the gas pedal. Yeah. Cops say security footage recorded Dale Hammett, 60, slamming his 2012 Dodge Ram into the convenience store on a Thursday evening in late February. Hammett immediately backed up and left the scene without providing any information. The crash resulted in about $3,700 in damage.
That's not much damage.
No, but Hammett twice returned to the store, driving the same truck, and entered the business where he spoke to an employee and never claimed to be the driver.
You haven't answered the most important question before you go on, though.
What's that?
That when he came back, was he still wearing the Crocs? Because anybody that wears Crocs, I'm sorry, people.
Yeah, Hammett later confessed, saying that he was driving and he was driving in his Crocs, and they got caught in the pedal, causing him to accelerate into the building. He freaked out and fled the scene.
Crocs, to me, are one of the things that are a sign of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think? You know what I think whenever I see Crocs?
What do you think?
Why are you gay?
Man, you guys are just hitting all the stops this show.
What are you talking about, you guys? How am I getting lumped in there?
We're talking. I'm not going to reference any of it again. I'm trying to make it go away. I think the whole story is a Croc. This guy's a Croc.
What's your take on Crocs? Do you own a pair?
Oh no, Crocs.
Do you think that's one of the stupidest fashion things to come in many, 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 many?
When I see Crocs, I immediately generate a whole bunch of questions.
Saying please and thank you is costing AI millions of dollars. Because people are polite to AI because they don't want the machine to get mad and come after them. So everybody, when they're typing in the ChatGPT, they're saying please and thank you. And the people who run the AI stuff says it costs tens of millions of dollars in electricity bills because the servers have to run that much longer for the AI to respond politely. If you say thank you, then it says you're welcome. Apparently, you should just be a jerk to ChatGPT.
Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you believe that you can be either polite or non-polite to a non-entity? Is that a thing?
I guess. I don't use it. I mean,
you don't use it.
No.
It's funny because the brain trust of my company,
mm-hmm.
they use it for everything.
Oh wow.
Everything.
Well, somebody posted on X, I wonder how much money OpenAI has lost in electricity costs from people saying please and thank you to their models. Sam Altman, the CEO, replied with tens of millions of dollars. And then he added, well spent. 67% of people who use AI in the U.S. are polite to the chatbot. Nearly one out of five respondents of that group stated they say please and thank you to AI to protect themselves in case of a possible AI uprising.
Wow. I bet those people wear Crocs.
Probably, yeah.
They do.
Yeah, the remaining group surveyed say they were polite simply because it was nice and to be that way to anyone, AI or human. So just be a jerk to ChatGPT. It's no problem.
I drink coffee stronger than their feelings. Yikes.
It is nice to have the pleasantries continue.
Mm-hmm.
Please, thank you.
With a machine.
Well, it's not even
a machine.
Yes, it's not about the machine. It's about more setting the pattern of how you want to carry yourself. Am I the type of person that says please and thank you?
Do you say thank you to your coffee machine when it gives you coffee?
No, but I don't talk to myself either, and I don't wear Crocs. But
okay,
I do want to have the habit of saying please and thank you.
I agree
and
with
if
that.
If I slip up once in a while in something I'm typing out, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want people to be polite.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and that's a good sentiment. But
yeah. I had an incident with pleasantries.
I'm not going to say thank you to AI. I'm just not.
Well, good.
I'm not going to say please either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they give you different answers then.
Then what?
Than the ones you wanted.
You mean incorrect answers?
Yeah. I was walking into a coffee shop the other day, and I'm looking over my shoulder, and here's this lady. I had ordered my through the app or whatever, so all I had to do was walk in and pick it up and walk out. And I thought, here's a chance for me to hold the door for a lady. I hold the door for this lady, and she turns and looks at me, smiles. She says, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I said, you too. Have a good day. She walks in. Well, she must have ordered hers on an app as well. Well, she's in front of me now. She gets her drink, and she goes to walk out. I walk behind her, get my drink, and now I'm following her to the door. She gets to the door and opens it, turns and sees me, and she holds the door open. And I was like,
that's the way that works.
Oh, wow. I guess it's contagious. And she said something like, yeah, I wish more people would do this.
Did you get her phone number?
No. But I did thank her because she wasn't a machine.
That's right.
Yeah, I said thank you. I'm not evaluating. There's one cute woman in the world, okay? One. I know her very well, and we don't sleep in separate bedrooms, okay? No, I just think we need more of that stuff.
I agree.
That rather than trying to legislate it or post on social media about division, all this, just hold the door for people. Say please, say thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then quit hating on people. Just celebrate.
Oh, is that you're looking at me, huh?
I'm looking at you.
Yes, buddy. He's looking directly at you.
Dark place today.
I'm not going to celebrate people who are out to attack my own way of life.
Well, I'm going
to
hug you after this show.
No,
just
you're
to
not.
See if you
I know. I'm not a hugger.
Get happier.
No, I'm not.
I think we should both hug him.
No, oh God,
dude,
no.
Double hug.
Let's do it.
Oh my God, that's going to be horrible.
Just the uncomfortableness on his face awkwardness will be worth it.
No, I don't do. I'm not a hugger.
Tune in next week to find out how this goes.
Legit hug.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I will suddenly become a martial arts expert and leave you both on the floor
because I am a hugger.
Yeah. He might retire right after that.
Yeah.
He might just say, okay, I'm out. Let's go. And then cash in his vacation days.
Yeah, you want to talk about that?
I was blown away by this story.
Where is
he? He's a dentist. He worked for the state of California as a dental supervisor for a prison. And he worked there for however many years. It must have been a really, really long time. But he never took any of his vacation. And so when he retires, he cashes in his vacation. And they had to pay him $1.2 million.
This fellow George Suhu. How do you not work a job for that long and then not take vacation? Because, seriously, if I don't take vacation at least once a year, I start going bug house, more so than I already am.
Well, let's say he enjoys his job and he likes helping people. So he gets a kick out of helping people.
I guess.
Maybe he holds the door for people.
Yeah. I don't, other than going to build church houses in Mexico, I don't really take vacations. I mean, I used to when I was going to Europe quite a bit, but.
Yeah, this fellow topped a list of nearly 1,000 workers who left state service last year with $100,000 or more in banked leave benefits. That's from the LA Times.
That's in an account, and it's accruing interest. And
well, as you accrue the time off, so all the vacation hours, they have to pay you for that when you leave.
Right.
And so if you bank up enough of them, I guess you can get a really hefty payout, such as these state workers are doing. Mm-hmm. I know that the biggest payout I ever had for vacation time was like $1,500. Mm-hmm. And so, that was for 4 years. So we're talking a significant amount of time.
Well, and he's banking vacation hours on a dental salary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's also through the state. So
yeah.
I'm sure he's making union wage, whatever. He's probably getting paid really well. And good for him.
Yes,
more people got dental care.
Well,
and he can go buy a house almost anywhere he wants.
But this is
cash.
This is tax money that he's being paid with. We're already overtaxed in
this
state.
This is money he's already earned. It's his money.
No. He's paid through our taxes.
Well, yes, but he earned it.
Well, I understand he earned it, but the problem is this is creating a drain on the state funds that are coming from our taxes. So they have to keep raising our taxes to pay for this stuff.
No,
look at this.
That's his money. No.
His money is coming out of our taxes. So we're paying for his vacation. We're paying for his $1.2 million.
You're paying for everybody's.
As contracted. This was the agreement that the state signed with him, and he signed with them.
But it's putting a strain on the budget, which they then fix by raising more taxes. So one way or another, we're all getting hurt by this. This is not a problem for you people?
Are you crazy?
No.
No, because he would have taken that money year by year. The fact that he didn't take it is still the same amount of money. Actually, now it's probably less money, really, you know, considering what the dollar's worth. But well, and they're going to get it either way.
They're going to get their chunk of that $1.2 million because he's going to have to pay taxes on it.
Well, you're right about that. So I guess he's going to feed.
This is no different than if you did it year by year. It's just, yeah.
I want to have a job where you can accrue vacation days like that, where it just adds up and adds up and it never drops. Have you ever had a job where your vacation day is
in the union?
Accrue?
When I was in the union, sure.
I've had a couple jobs where you got to about 6 weeks, and if you didn't take them, you lost them.
Yeah,
my union, we keep them.
Oh wow,
so. But I think it's specifically to most union jobs and certain companies, but mm-hmm. a lot of companies, yeah, you have. In fact, a lot of companies require you to leave. Mm-hmm. Like you have to take your vacation.
Well, you know, there was one job I had where one day my boss and I had a meeting because I hadn't taken any time off, and he's like, he gave me a calendar. He says, these are the days you're not going to be here because you're not taking your time, great, if not,
but just stay at home.
Yeah. So,
well, if the state doesn't like it, you gotta change their policies, because this is
okay, that's a good point, but in the meantime,
time off provisions provided to state employees.
Well, in the meantime, it's coming out of our taxes, which could be better spent elsewhere, although they would probably just waste it anyway.
Let's go to...
So maybe it should go into his pocket, because at least there it's doing some good for somebody instead of just being pissed away.
I'd rather him have it than the state of California.
You got a good point there.
I mean, what are they going to use it on?
Yeah.
Yeah. $900 toilet seats, mm-hmm. $600.
He'll actually put the money back into the economy because he'll buy something or spend it somewhere, and it'll benefit us all,
I guess.
Let's go to RFK.
Yeah, let's do that, and then we got to take a break. House Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. has suggested that Americans who eat donuts, guzzle sodas, or smoke should not be provided with free health care. If you're smoking three packs of cigarettes a day, should you expect society to pay when you get sick? The leader of the Make America Healthy Again movement said during a CBS interview. The nation's top health official noted that it is the American people's choice to eat donuts all day, and he would not take it away. Who eats donuts all day?
A lot of people.
I guess. Or maybe the equivalent of, considering.
Are we supposed to do a police officer joke here?
I hadn't even thought of that.
Oh, yeah. Stay off the cops.
No, I love the cops. If you're a cop out there, I love you to death.
Actually, there was a few episodes ago that Brian's naked cruelty was aimed at the cops.
Yeah, that's why I'm not saying anything now, because I've done that already.
And no, I know, and I meant to comment about that.
Uh-huh. He's getting grumpier by the minute. And how do you feel about RFK?
I don't know.
I just would like for him to do his press conferences with a shirt on. Did you see part of this? He had no shirt on.
Oh, goodness. Like, he at least can take his shirt off and look good. I mean, the other guys, you know. He went on to say that donut and soda lovers cannot expect, quote, society to care for them, since there is a possibility for them to get very sick. Kennedy, a former alcoholic and heroin addict, had previously said he wants to stop the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly called food stamps. See, now what? He's in his 70s?
No, hold on a second.
Look, he's a good-looking dude with his shirt off.
He looks good. Well, yeah. We should all look so good, but if we have to work at it and not smoke or eat donuts.
But if you see a guy out in public and he doesn't have a shirt on...
I'm going to, like, okay.
Don't you expect him to be wearing Crocs?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I expect him to be wearing Crocs with bling.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're up on a break, Coach. What do you have, real quick?
You know what? You're talking about food stamps.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm a mother with children and I'm getting food stamps, should I be able to get donuts and soda? I support that 100%.
Right.
No, you should have to buy real food.
Right.
Should you be able to get cigarettes with food stamps? Should you be able to? Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is cigarette food?
No, but you can use food stamps.
You can
money. Why do you want to take people's freedom away?
It's not really freedom if it's a handout.
Is sugar food?
That could be debatable.
Okay.
We got to take a break, guys. Coming back with our post-game wrap-up, women behaving badly, coach's corner. No Ziggy today. I don't think we don't have any Ziggy riffs, but we'll be right back.
Oh.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com.
If you want to see RFK without his shirt on, dailymail.com has a story.
And
you've got to scroll down. And
the server is going to crash because everybody wants to see RFK without a shirt on.
All our tens of listeners.
Everybody does, really? No, I don't think so.
Have you ever gotten in trouble for having your shirt off?
I never take my shirt off where somebody else can see it.
Well, I believe that.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm not even going to argue that one. Yeah, no, I don't take my shirt off, except when I go to bed.
I got in trouble for it.
You don't go to the pool or to the beach or to the ocean or...
I avoid places where I might have to take my shirt off, yeah. I'm not self-conscious about it.
Today's post-game report brought to you by shirts.
Okay.
Wear them. I got in trouble the other day. I'm in my house, okay?
Uh-huh.
And we're working, moving stuff. We're remodeling / spring cleaning. And I was getting so warm that I took my shirt off. And my wife and my daughter are like, put your shirt on. Yeah, put a shirt on. You can't walk around without a shirt. What if somebody comes over? If they come over, I'll tell them I'm going to the pool. I had to put a shirt on in my own house. So apparently you got to wear a shirt these days.
This week's Women Behaving Badly takes us once again to Florida. A woman in Florida was arrested after impersonating an Immigration and Customs Enforcement official and attempting to kidnap her ex-husband's wife, her ex-boyfriend's wife. The woman, identified as Latrance Battle, was arrested by police as she attempted to flee to Alabama. She was charged with kidnapping and commission of a felony, robbery by sudden snatching, impersonating an LEO, and all kinds of other things.
LEO?
Law enforcement officer.
Oh.
So, yeah, she entered a hotel chain where the woman, whose identity was not released, worked and approached her and said that she was there to detain her. The other woman, who was here under questionable status, went along with it, only to realize this was a kidnapping, and it went downhill from there. So, Latrance Battle, you are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
You know, we need to have a soundbite for that.
We, you know, I used to have a theme song, but it's not appropriate to play.
Is that true?
Yeah, we talked about it a long time ago.
Oh, no.
Yes, that song. No, yeah, we're not. No. Maybe I can find another one, but yeah, I don't think so.
There has to be another one.
I'll think about making the effort. So what do you have for Coach's Corner?
Today it's brought to you by... You know, this really talks about our ability to get new information and change our point of view based on new information, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to change. This is brought to you by Charles Darwin. It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change.
Mm.
Adaptable.
Yeah. Can you grow? Can you change?
Mm-hmm.
Your narrative.
I'm hoping that Brian can change and adapt.
Yeah,
change and adapt to what?
Because he needs to move forward from all the darkness today.
Yes, he does.
So you think it's dark. I find it hilarious.
Do you you have a wrap-up?
Oh, no, just, yeah, I mean, the shirt thing and goes along with the sugar thing or donuts for people on food stamps. Like, give people their freedom. Like, allow people to exercise their freedom. If they don't want to wear a shirt, then don't make them wear a shirt. If they want to order fries, have some
about
fries.
His shirtlessness.
Well, my own house. No, I was just, it was a little bit weird to do a thing like that with his shirt off. It's just, what's appropriate? That's about effectiveness rather than freedom. I'm all for him going shirtless as often as he wants. But if you're going to do a serious thing about nutrition and stuff, do it with your shirt on because it's more appropriate.
Okay.
You know, if he still wants to do it because he's trying to, I mean, it worked. He's got us talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So maybe he's smarter than all of us.
Sure. That's it for this week. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Thank you for listening. Coach, any final words?
Yeah, I'll be good to each other.
Dump your Crocs.
Mary, throw your hat in the air.